You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. Alright, A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by TypeRag.com. Use the coupon code TOMORDOR and get 25% off your first month fee. They have Mumble servers, they have Ventrilo servers, and you don't have to actually choose between them. Did you know that you can change them over in about 2 seconds?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it'll save most of your settings, so all your users and stuff will stay in there.
Interesting. You should do a post about that so I can figure out how to do it.
Okay. And also, we're brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Doghouse Systems for your gaming PCs. Use the code TOMORDOR and get double the RAM for free. That's right, for free. So if you order 2, you get 4. You order 4, you get 8. 8, 16, and 16. Well, here's the deal. If you go beyond what the actual system that you chose can handle, they'll actually give you a rebate. So if you can only order 8 and you still use the code and you put in 8 and you use the code TOMORDOR, you'll get a rebate for that 8. So it's basically like you still got your RAM for free.
Yay.
It's excellent. So welcome to Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And what did you do this week?
Dumb time this week. We're only 5, man, because Dummy Dumb was busy with his son being born.
Excuses. Well, congratulations.
That's wonderful. We're so happy for Dummy Dumb. Welcome to the world, little baby dumb.
Welcome to the world.
I'm so excited. I haven't seen pictures yet. Dummy Dumb, get on that. I know you're like all busy and sleep deprived, but
yeah.
I need pictures, darn it. The rest of us we leveled down the 21st Hall Skirmish because we can't do it. Same problem my Roomkeeper has where the boss just beats the crap out of you. And so we turned it down, and then we were able to do it. We did it with 5, so that was fine. So we got that done. Other than that, I didn't really do anything. I didn't even do any of the rest of the anniversary stuff this week. It closed on Wednesday, but I think I was just kind of happy with what I had, and so I didn't bother. On Wednesday, I did take my captain, who is my jeweler, did the envelope quest once. It was her once and only time. I thought, well, if she gets a fast pony, that'd be awesome. And she didn't, so she got nothing. And then my burglar and my hunter went and turned in. They had a babillion tokens, so they turned all their tokens in for some stuff. I didn't get all the maps, because I don't have room for all the maps. Even if I had the tokens, I could have gotten all the maps, but I just don't have any place to put all the maps.
I can hold some for you.
Well, it's too late now. But so I skipped the maps, so I'm not getting that deed done.
The guild hall doesn't have them all?
Possible. I didn't look. Yeah, you can trade them, but I had the tokens for it. I just was like, where am I going to put these when I'm done?
Yeah, that's the only problem is like, so much stuff, you don't know where to put it.
My house doesn't have this many wall hooks.
All right.
That's it. That's all.
Okay. So I didn't do much at all. Okay. To tell you the truth, I didn't log in. I was too busy being a baby, including feeling sorry for myself, whining, and acting, and generally like a baby. Wife has been very kind enough to pick up the slack around the house and has shown immeasurable strength, not throttling me for being a lazy hobbit.
For reals.
So thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, that's tomorrow, but thank you.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. All right, so that is a very short intro. Well, I guess
they're calling it the man flu.
It's not necessarily that.
If you listen to his other podcast, Shake It Off Cast, he is majorly into walking. He's losing a ton of weight. He's doing fantastic. Well, he got up early and went on a just too far for him walk.
Yeah.
Really like injured his leg muscles.
Pretty badly.
Seriously. They're still red and angry a week later.
But still causing like a low grade fever.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what, I mean, that's what is the issue.
It's a legitimate excuse, but I have been I'm not a good patient.
No, God, you're horrible. You don't listen to anything I say until I scream at you. And then you're all like, you're so mean. Like, if you did it the first time I asked you, this wouldn't be an issue.
That's true. So, yeah. Yeah, I thought that because I usually do 4 miles, but I break it up into the half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And so I thought that meant I could do 5 miles all at once.
No.
That was wrong. That was bad math.
That was bad math.
Next time I'm just going to do like 3. So that's what I should have done. That's what I did in Florida.
We can't walk hardly at all right now.
No.
It's part of the problem.
Yeah, it's part of the problem. A lot of the problem is just a mental. All right, so let's go ahead and head into Town Crier.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, so there was a dev diary on the Fornost revamp. The Fornost revamp looks like it's been worked on by Joe J.W. Barry and John Rocksteady. So, Rocksteady. Yeah, I know. So, I'll summarize it just to cover what it's going to be. It's going to be split into 4 6-man instances. The level range for the dungeons will be 30 to 75. This is meant to be the second dungeon that you run after Great Barrows. The instances are designed to last between 30 and 45 minutes.
Perfect.
Each instance will have 2 tiers of difficulty with a challenge on the final boss fight. There are 3 bosses per wing. And each space... Okay, so each space will also have quests that will auto-bestow on entry. So like daily quests, things like that. I don't know if they're daily quests, but they'll have quests that get assigned to you once you walk in. The instances have also been broken down to match the wraiths. So one is water themed, one is fire themed, one is earth themed, and one is shadow.
I didn't even know Fornos had wraith to match.
I didn't either. So another thing that it follows through is kind of similar to Great Barrows, where you have to complete a deed in order to enter the next instance. The water one, is the one that you have to do first. And once you complete that one and complete the deed, you can go into the next one and then so on and so forth. So you can only, you know, they're meant to be very linear in nature, but you do have to complete them in a certain order in order to get all 4 of them unlocked.
Just to unlock them so you can do them anytime.
Right. And after they're unlocked, you can do them at any time.
Right. In any order.
Right. They said just shy of 40 new pieces of loot that will scale similar to the Isengard cluster. Well, no, similar to other scaling instances. So, you know, there's loot to be gotten. And I don't know. They said that it's going to be good. I am getting called.
Yeah, I just heard that. Someone in the chat just asked what Baby Habit's doing. And I checked her before
she came in. She was screaming.
She was sleeping.
She was sleeping?
She was out. And now she is screaming. I want to slap Wolfie for waking up Baby Hobbit.
Way to go, Wolfie.
Way to go.
All right. I'll be right back.
What are we talking about? I don't know anything about Fornost.
That's it. You can move on to the next
one. Okay, good. Okay. I didn't even know that there were wraiths. It's probably been years since we even attempted it, but...
I didn't know there was wraiths either until I read.
Okay, so another news. We have the official... we got official screenshots from Turbine, and the press release that we got from Turbine was saying that it was just about the new skirmish. So this is the Storm on the Methedras screenshots that are coming with update 7. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 screenshots, all displaying some of the different mobs that you're going to find in there. And it does have a big variety of mobs. The Drakey dragon thingy is the boss. Well, part of the boss fight. So there's that information. But they were pretty cool. Let me link this in the chat room for our live listeners so they can look at those if they want to. I actually ran this on Bull Roar. I enjoyed it. I did like it. And I did like it solo, which is unusual for me. My minstrel typically doesn't like to run skirmishes solo. She likes to do them with friends who can do all the work for her. Because I'm a lazy hobbit. But I did enjoy this one, so I'm excited for it to come. And we don't have to wait too much longer because Update 7 is coming on Monday, May 14th. The game will be brought down from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. to launch Update 7, Shades of the Past. The patch notes will be available during the downtime, and we will do our best to have those up in PDF format for those folks who like to read them off of our site that way. So, Update 7, coming on Monday. It's exciting stuff. And into developer bites. Now, I'm going to wait for this first one on the list here for Merrick to come back because it's about legendary item stuff and I'm still just an idiot about stuff like that. So we'll go on to the second bit of developer bites where I have information about the next festivals that are coming. Tentative dates have been posted to Lotro's calendar for when festivals will next appear. And I posted these to Facebook earlier this week and they've even changed since I've posted them early this week, because I looked at them this morning and I'm like, oh, this is not what I put on Facebook. So Spring Festival has a tentative date of May 24th through June 11th. And the new festival that we have not seen yet, the Farmers Fair, has tentative dates of July 19th through August 6th.
I hope the Farmers Fair has sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potatoes.
I do too. And like when you get them at a farmer fair or farmer's market, They're usually huge and cheap.
That's important for hobbits.
It is. It's also very relevant to Lotro. I did listen to it, but did you guys talk about the starlit crystals?
I think I said something along the lines of these things exist and they go to legendary items and I don't know poop about them. So we have a bit of clarification about them from Sapience this week, but I purposely skipped it to wait for you.
Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. You let me get my rant on.
It's fine because I'm still just an idiot about it.
All right. So there was a little bit of clarification on what it was. It was clarification on where they drop. So they have do not drop from landscape mobs. They can be found in the final encounter in any skirmish above level 50. In addition, each boss in a raid has a chance to drop the crystals. The chance depends on the size and tier of the space. So example, a tier 1 solo skirmish has a lower chance than dropping a crystal than Tower of Orthanc tier 2. Let's see. The space drops crystals for the appropriate level, so you can't run a level 50 skirmish and on tier 2 and get a level 75. And that's great. So all in all, they're accessible to solo as well as raiders and groupers or whatever. But how come they are making this system that they quote unquote simplified just last year even more complex?
It really is getting just stupidly complex again. And I didn't even think that their simplification was that simple anyway. I thought that it was still overly complex. And they keep adding these things. So tell me in stupid terms, what does a starlit crystal do? Like, what am I going to use this for?
From what I remember, they increase tactical healing. They increase your healing, your damage, or your shield block. And I'm sure they're going to be available in the store.
Yeah.
And they are just another thing to grind. And it's really just...
Is there another spot on my LI screen that's going to show how many crystals I'm using?
I am sure that there is.
That's stupid. I'm over the legendary item system. It is too complex. I call for it to be revoked.
It's getting ridiculous again. I mean, they cut down the amount of... runes and relics in the levels, and then they added them right back.
Yeah, they cut down a number of relic tiers. They cut it down from
what was it, like 8 to 6 or something like that, and now there's 8 again, and now there's something even more, starlit crystal clarification.
Krell's confirming it's a little thingy in your LI tab item tab. It's a thingy.
Yeah.
Andig is saying that the crystals are supposed to have three tiers as well. I'm over it. I don't want to figure this new stuff out. And I really did try when I got to 75. I'm like, I am going to figure this out with Golden Star. I just don't care. The whole thing is just so complex and stupid that I get a legendary item that's close to what I want and I stick with it. I'm not regrinding things. I'm not replacing legacies. I'm not doing all these things that we can do. I have no idea. I have like 2,000 shards. No idea what to do with them. The whole system is stupid to me.
Right.
I know I'm alone. And every time I say this.
No, I don't think you're alone.
Every time I say this, I get emails and comments saying, it's not that difficult. You didn't try it. La, la, la. Fine. I didn't try it. I still hate it. The thing needs to be simple. And it's not simple at all. First of all, why is there two guys? There's a Forge Master and some other dude, and I don't know what the difference is. And the Forge Master has like 7 tabs on it. So why don't you just add that one dude's tab to the guy with 7 tabs and have a dude
right
for the legendary items? Why even bother splitting it up? This is like, have a guy that I go to. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That this was supposed to be your rant. I stepped all over it.
You carried it very well. So. Yeah, it's dumb. That's all I'm left with. You did very well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So yeah, we don't need any emails about how it's simple, please.
It's not simple. You may be able to figure it out and be like, yeah, it took me a while to figure out. It shouldn't take any time to figure out. I should be able to figure out, oh, I got this shiny sword and I can make it better by doing X, Y, and Z. Not X, Y follows Z, carry the 1, 2, 9, or 7 followed by another formula if I want them get them to rank 7.
And for those who say that it might be simple, let me also put this to you. Is it not ridiculous how much time you have to put in to craft a legendary item that you want just the way you want it? If you don't have any luck, you gotta basically throw it away unless you want to actually replace the legacies, tear them up. And yeah, it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work. And now it's even more. So I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. And I'm kind of over it myself. So, all right. Store news. What is the weekly store sale that we have going on this week?
I know, I'm so upset. weekly store sale. With the free sample this week is an itemware reduction tome, the stack of 5.
That's nice.
Yes. The 60-minute ones. I don't think we've ever seen these either on sale before. So you can getting a stack for free is pretty nice. I know when Katana did her store items that recommended for rating, this was one of them because it reduces your repair bills. There's no item wear on death, which is nice. So if you're learning a new dungeon, for example, it's nice because if you're planning on dying a lot, it's not going to break all your gear. I used it when we were helping Pineleaf with one of his raid guides for his skirmish, and I expected to die a lot, and I didn't die a lot, but still, it's like I got done doing this brand new thing, not knowing anything, and I paid like 7 silver to repair afterwards. It was pretty nice.
That is nice.
So these are nice items. You can get them for free this week. The coupon code is IWRT67.
Okay. I wear it. 67.
I'll wear it.
All right, the weekend sale.
Item wear reduction.
They're actually starting to think. Excellent.
A reduction tome. There's a T too.
Very good.
67.
67. I have no idea what the 67 is. Yeah, I know. The weekend sale. If you're listening to this, it's probably already over. So, well, unless you're listening live, then it's all going on right now. But the weekend sale special this week is that you can pick up the rose, crimson, and red dyes for 50% off. No coupon code necessary.
No end date. So it could be, usually these go until Monday, but there was no end date. So if it's not there on Monday, it means it's over. I can't do anything about it. They didn't tell us.
All right. What else is going on sale?
The clothing just says clothing. Clothing is on sale. 35% off. Now, it says specifically that it excludes the Reveler Gilded Cosmetics, the new ones. That's not true. They're on sale.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, so you didn't hear from me, but you can bring that up on sale.
Don't buy them anyways.
Why?
The Revelers one?
If you like them.
I guess.
Buy them for one character and then put them in your wardrobe.
Yeah. You don't need a account wide.
Well, you do if you play in multiple servers.
Oh, good point.
But anyway, it is included, even though it specifically says it's not. I don't know if they fixed that, but when I checked, it was not fixed.
All right.
Just a little caveat that I always give with these get a man just because clothing is fluffy, fun stuff that I actually love, but not necessary for leveling purposes or enhancing your character. So it gets a man simply because it's a personal preference type thing. You know, if you have other things that you should be spending your TP on, such as content wise, we would recommend that over clothing, but well, maybe Merrick would, but I wouldn't. So the little caveat that I always give with this, though, is a lot of the clothing that's in the store is available in-game, some of it through very easy methods. So there's a Lotro crafting guide, Darzo's Lotro crafting guide. I have a link to that in my post where it shows you stuff and it mentions where it's from. So if you have an item that you like, just check it out on this guide first. Make sure that it's not like something easy, like you can buy from a vendor or something.
Right.
Some things are reputation items. Some things you can get in festivals. We have the Spring Festival just around the corner. Make sure the item is not something that it's going to be available to get with tokens in just a couple weeks. That kind of thing.
Good points. Very good points. Accessories are also on sale. You can get...
These are more clothing.
Yeah, more clothing. Like the campaign backpack or a quiver or embroidered satchel. They're 35% off. Same recommendation. They are, you know, they're cosmetics, and you know, some of them all are available. A lot of the backpacks, though, they're kind of specific to the store. But again, check out Darzel's Lotro crafting guide, and you can find out.
Dyes are on sale, 35% off, unless except for the, you know, rose, crimson, and red, which are this weekend for 50% off. But all other dyes are 35% off. These get a because these are super easy to get. You can get these from your favorite scholar. Look on your auction house. I suppose if for whatever reason you cannot find it, you have no scholar friends, 35% off is the time to buy one. But these are easily obtained in game. There are no store exclusive colors. Everything that's in the store you can also get in game.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you talk about the next one, because I'll talk about the one after that.
Okay. Emotes are on sale. Woo!
You love the emotes.
I do. I love emotes so much. 35% off. Now, these get a man because, again, it's for funds.
And funsies.
How much more fun is doing silly emotes? I can't think of anything. Psh. So, anyway, same kind of thing goes on with this where you want to check to make sure they're not available in deeds or in festivals or from reputation. Some of them are. I did list the store exclusive emotes that I know about on here. I think also there's like the snow wizard and something else that's missing from this. Warm hands, probably. The Yule Festival ones look like they're not on this list. So just keep that in mind. The store exclusive ones are obviously the only available through the store. Other stuff, if it's not on this list, just check around. Do a quick Google search. Make sure that it's not easily obtained in game before you do it.
Always a good one. Okay, last but not least is the Hurried Traveler. This will allow you to cut down your recovery time on milestone skills by 30 minutes. So it cuts them in half. It's a permanent unlock for your character. Now, these are character only. They're 35% off. 322. I really want to stress that they're character only, not account wide. So while it is, you know, they're nice, but they're not great. It is a, I don't know. I think you can, if you have enough travel skills from reputation, you can get by without it. But if you are interested in it, it's a good time to pick it up.
This segment brought to you by Vyrock. Vyrock, who will not stop talking about how we need to mention him in the chat room.
Excellent. All right. Next up is the Reveler's Gilded Mount and Cosmetics. Go.
Go. So these are cosmetics and mounts. They are very, very similar to the anniversary gifts. The clothing that 4 years got and the horse that the 5 years got. Those are rewards. They are red And I believe they are dyeable. They're similar, but slightly different. They're like extra swirlies, extra tassels. Just
a little more flair.
Subtle. They are still very, very similar to the stuff. So the good news is if you missed getting the 4 and 5 years and you really, really, just really wanted it, here's an option. Now, the good news is that Turbine is actually listening to us a bit. We have been saying for a while that we want account-wide purchases, especially the horses. We want account-wide horses.
Yes, very much so. If I'm going
to spend $20 on a horse, I want all my characters to have this horse. Well, they sort of listened. So we have a lot of options for these, and options are good. Options make me happy. I'm really glad that Turbine has given us options. You can buy the items individually. It's 295 Turbine points for the Revelers outfits. That's each, the party dress, the tunic, and the cloak each. And then it's the regular 1995 for the Revelers Gilded Mount.
That's for our
character.
Yeah, this is if you buy them individually for one character.
Yes. You can buy them in a bundle for a single character. So it's 550 Turbine points for the complete Revelers Gilded outfit. That is a 37% discount if you buy all of them in that. So if you want them all, buy it in the bundle. It's cheaper. It might actually be on sale still. See if the bundle follows the clothing sale that we have this week.
Okay.
I didn't check that. But if it does, it's pretty cool. If it doesn't, it's the same. It's like 35% instead of 37.
Okay.
And if you want to buy the entire outfit plus the horse for a single character, it's 2,495 Turbine points.
Okay.
Single character. But that character will get all the clothing and the mount. It is a nice mount, too. I didn't mention. It's better than the mount that we got for 5 years.
It is very pretty.
It's a 68% speed and a 250 morale. The horse that we got for 5-year gift was a 62 speed and a 200 morale. So right. It is the fastest horse you can get, and it's a bit hardier than the mounts that the 5 years got.
Right. So you are getting something for your Turbine point. It's got the typical stats for a mount of this price.
Yep. Okay,
and now, hold on to your seats.
Final option is you can buy there's bundle options to buy these items account-wide. So all your characters across all the servers will get it. 995 Turbine points for the Lover's Gilded outfit account-wide. Just the outfit. The whole three pieces, but just the outfit account-wide.
Yes, 995.
Like I said, if you only play in one server, buy it on one and put it in your wardrobe space. Maybe you don't have wardrobe space because wardrobe is a premium product. But the wardrobe is worth it. If you like cosmetics, you should be buying the wardrobe anyway. It'll be much cheaper in the long run if you buy a wardrobe, buy the one item and put it in there, and then all your characters can save it. You'd only need to buy this bundle account-wide if you play on several servers.
Or you wanted it anytime you made a character.
Yes, any new character would have one. But that would happen if you had a wardrobe as well.
True.
You can spend 2,995 Turbine points for a Reveler's Gilded Mount account-wide. That's the horse. All your characters across all servers get the horse. This is the only way for all your characters across all servers to get the horse. There's no shared wardrobe for horses. So, $30 just for account-wide horse.
But you'll always have it, that same horse.
Well, it seems expensive, and honestly, I think it kind of
is. It is expensive. It's terribly expensive.
It's essentially $30 for a horse across your account.
Yes.
But it's a fast horse,
I guess. A fast horse. You would always have one on every character.
So, every character would have this fast horse, but still, it seems like $30 is a lot. I mean, the base edition of Rise of Isengard was $30.
It's a terrible price. It's a horrible price.
It seems just a little expensive to me.
It's terrible. I mean, I understand the price. It's still terribly expensive.
And then final bundle is you can get the clothing and the mount for 3,495 Turbine points for essentially $35.
Okay. I have nothing else to say about that.
So the deal is that you get the clothing for an extra $5.
This is horrible.
Instead of the $10 if you bought just the bundle for its clothing.
This seems so expensive to me, but
it does. It seems very expensive to me for fluff stuff, you know? I mean, it's fun. This is the kind of stuff that I want in the store. I'm not trying to complain.
Like, oh, yeah.
This is the kind of goofy, fun, for funsy stuff that you want in the store, but it just seems expensive for $35. That's a lot of money.
Maybe if it was a different horse, I might be singing a different tune, but I thought to myself, is this the horse that I would want every single one of my characters that doesn't have a fast steed right now to use? And the answer was, no, not really. But at the same time, if you're talking just purely stat-wise and you're not a collector, at the same time, you'd never have to buy a store mount again. As far as, well, you might have to buy, you could buy a goat. If this was a goat, I might be really tempted to buy it because that means I would never have to get another fast goat again. I would always have a fast goat.
Yeah.
And I could use it inside or outside. That's one thing to consider. You can't use the horses inside Moria or some other internal spaces like, oh, Pits of Iron. But at the same time, you would always have a fast horse. It's good for altaholics and stuff like that. But at the same time, not this horse. Not for me, at least. But, you know, from a cash perspective, if you like the idea of all your characters having a fast horse, this is the best deal that we've seen.
Oh, and I don't want to poop on it completely either.
Just a little
Turbine bit. Is listening to us because we've been saying, I'll pay money for it to be account wide. I'm not paying $35.
Yeah, still seems expensive.
Well, $30 if I just went the horse account wide.
Yeah, it's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. Okay, moving on. We've beaten that to death.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, Rise of Isengard is 50. Oh, it's so much on sale. It choked me. It's 50% off the Rise of Isengard until May 14th.
That's Monday, I believe.
Yeah, it is Monday.
So May 14th, this is 50% off on any of their tiers. They have three editions, the Legendary, the Heroic, and the Base Edition. This website that you look at does not show there's a sale going on. You have to put the item in your cart, and it'll automatically be discounted when you put it in your cart. So this is the full expansion. You're going to get the full quest pack, the Drygok raid, the Isengard instance cluster, which is 5 instances, and the skirmish soldier max rank 35, all in one price. I mean, if you don't care about the clothing and the turbine points and whatever that the other editions is, $15 for the base edition.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty darn cheap.
That's a good price. I'm 50% off is hard to beat.
No, I agree. So that's the big news this week for content sales. Also, the Mithril Edition ends on the 14th as well. We have a link to that on our site if you just search for Mithril Edition on Casual Sword and Mortar.
If you've been waiting, it's time to get it now.
Yep.
All right. In CSTM news, Bull Roar Update 7 has some Moria visual changes.
This is a post that I put together. I was on Bull Roar, and then I logged off, and I went to the live server, and I went and took a picture of the same area to try to show you the visual changes, because they're saying that they lightened it all up, and everybody was losing their ever-loving minds about how Moria is supposed to be dark. It's still pretty dark.
Yeah, it still looks pretty dark.
Those looked significantly different, but the rest of them really just subtle.
Yeah, kind of looked the same.
Yeah, so the Durin's Way one, I didn't know, but I ran out off onto this bridge and took a picture from there, and then I went on the live server, and that bridge didn't exist.
Oh, really?
It was one of the little tweaks that they made in Moria, so I just did the best I could to try to get the same shot.
Nice. No, there's not a whole lot of difference, and to be honest, I think it needed lightening up. Whenever I go into Moria, I've got to turn up my gamma and...
Well, part of the problem also is that your personal light doesn't even work during daytime hours, even though you're in a dark mine.
Yeah, I know. It's
so, if it's daytime, you're just hosed. You can't see.
Yeah, that's one of their restrictions, but it's still silly. So,
yeah, you're underground. You still need your personal light on. So, it's kind of... I'm not upset about it. I think they are fine. I took them with the same settings. I took them from left of the same location, and I made sure that when I took the pictures that it was considered nighttime in-game. So I don't know if any of that made any difference, but I was trying to make it the same as possible so that they could be useful comparisons.
All right. Pine Leaf ponders update 7. He went and what did he go do? Did he do the skirmish? Looks like.
Of course he did the skirmish. It's Pine Leaf. He loves the skirmish. He talked about the pace. He talked about the encounters and he talked about the boss fight.
It's interesting that this one is in Dunland.
Yes.
It's kind of, well, I'm just, in comparison, they've kind of tried to hit like older areas to try and, you know, boost up reputation and make those easier to obtain. And it's interesting that they chose Dunland over that one, but it looks very cool. He has a little bit of tips like how to, get double loot.
Well, he was also saying that what I thought was interesting, because I didn't see it, but he's correct, that it's got the same mob density as Trouble in Tuckboro.
Oh, wow.
Which I always have so much trouble with Trouble in Tuckboro. And I really kind of zoomed through this, but the big deal is like during the counterattacks, you get assistance from Saradin and Amelin. I don't know how to say that guy's name. So you're kind of like just clearing the zones and things are linked together and such. But a lot of them I was able to pull solo and just kind of kill them at my own little minstrel pace. So it didn't feel as difficult to me. Whereas I know in Trouble in Tuckboro, you fight one monster and then all of a sudden you've got like 20 goblins running at you. So it didn't seem as dense, but it does have a lot of mobs in it. So I'm sure he's correct.
How long do you think it took you to complete the skirmish?
Well, I didn't because it bugged out on me.
Okay.
But it didn't take me very long. I probably the 45 minute to an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. Right. It wasn't very long. Maybe not even that long. I honestly don't remember. But I don't remember it being like, oh, this is never going to end.
Well, Pine Leaf, for those of you that are Uber, similar to Pine Leaf, he says that it can be completed about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was not me.
some speed players are stating that they can even do faster times. So
yeah, I think it probably was the normal like 45 minutes, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. I also have baby Hobbit interruptions.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you have those, you know, playing on an hour. But it didn't, it felt like a normal skirmish to me. So whatever your normal verse skirmish is, there it seemed a little bit faster than a lot of the ones that I do. Yep. So
he also notes that the stated range was 70 to 75, but in the latest notes it says 20 to 75.
Right. The announcement post, they said it was 70 to 75, and I believe that Pine Leaf was in the chat room last week and corrected me on that, so that was good. But it is 20 to 75. At least it was in Bull Roar. So this is going to be open to everybody. You know, because skirmishes start at 20. So that's good.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if they thought it was 70 to 75 simply because it's based in Dunland.
Yeah, that's what I kind of would have thought too. Yeah, well, anyways, looks like a cool one. I look forward to running it. All right. There was also a post on Learn How to Podcast where I went through some of the resources that I've used to start our podcast and hopefully increase the production value over time, and where somebody who wants to get started with podcasting can, you know, learn. I included some podcasts, some blog sites, and a tutorial that is at learnhowtopodcast.com. So if you are interested in podcasting or thinking about it, go ahead and check this post out, and it will pretty much give you all the information that I have.
I had a post up for the newbie blogger initiative on writing for the web. Basically, people don't read. that's what that all boils down to. You know.
Yeah, I know. Why are you looking at me?
Because I know you don't read.
No, you're right. People don't read. They scan. And no, you had some really good tips in here. It's like highlighting bold color really grabs the eye. And, you know, reading, going and rereading is really good in order to rearrange your paragraphs as well. I know I have to do that, or you have to do it for me sometimes as well. So, good tips. Good job.
Thank you. Hopefully it helps some people. Hopefully.
Yep. And in closing, we have a Lord of the Rings mods for Third Age Total War.
I'm so excited for this. I'm doing this. We own Medieval 2 Total War.
We do.
I don't have the expansion kingdoms that he's talking about.
I bet we could pick it up fairly easily.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's like $5. I'm totally buying it. So this is the coolest thing ever. I'm so excited about this. I'm so glad that Andang shared this with our audience. It's a mod, a free mod too, on top of this game that's already stinking cheap, that you can turn the game into Middle Earth.
It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Hornburg, Minas Tirith. You got to check out the Minas Tirith.
Gondor, Rohan,
Moria, Isengard.
Yeah. I'm so excited about this. So he even included some links. It's $10 at GameStop, and it was like eight something at Amazon at the time of the article. Cheap. Super, and that's for the entire game. Like, I just need the expansion, which is $5, but $10 is for the entire game with the expansion.
That's pretty sweet.
So you pay $10, and poof, you're ready to get this free download so you can mod your game.
That's awesome.
Freaking awesome.
Really cool.
I was so excited about this.
All right. Do you want to talk about the new LOTR blogs that have come out?
Yeah, we have some new LOTR blogs that I wanted to mention to folks because we are part of the new blogger initiative, and we like people going and visiting new blogs, and we like people who write LOTR blogs because then we have more people to talk to and we're not so lonely.
We're not lonely.
We're not really lonely. I don't know why I say things. Anyway, Middle Earth Initiative is the first one I want to talk about. They are kind of geared towards newbies, writing guides and, you know, basics on for newbie people who are new to LOTRO.
Right.
Maybe new to MMOs in general. That'll help them.
Right.
Right, the whole idea.
Okay, we also have Newbie Hobbit, which is aimed very similarly.
No, his is more of a personal blog. He's talking about his story from the point of his character.
A newbie hobbit.
Okay. Yeah, as a newbie hobbit. And his character, the post that he has up right now is talking about the LOTR community, and we are mentioned in it. So that was very nice of him.
Very nice. Thank you.
So you can check that out at newbiehobbit@wordpress.com. Did I give the Middle Earth Initiative? I know I posted it in the chat room.
Okay, go ahead.
MiddleEarthInitiative.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And the final one is The Adventures of Dananya. How would you say that?
That works for me.
Okay. It's dananaia.net. And it's The Adventures of Dananya, the Supergirl of Lorien.
I like that.
Yeah, she's got her outfit kind of looking like Superman. And it's pretty awesome. So anyway, there's some new LOTR blogs for you. You should go check them out.
Excellent. Very cool. Very cool. Always happy to see things like that. All right, weekly poll. This last week's weekly poll is, how much time do you play LOTRO?
So we had
What time of day? Sorry.
Yeah, this was suggested to us by Arden. It was kind of broken up into hours just based on like the time of day. A lot of people are like, but I played from 8 till midnight and that's not an option. And it's an unscientific poll, Bimble. Just pick one. I'm sorry. So anyway, we had 994 turbine points.
You can do it.
This is where I'm cutting. Boop.
I don't cut stuff out.
Anymore. I know you don't. So I was just going to be standing here going, boop.
And you keep doing it. Boop. All right, so there was 994 total voters.
52% say that they are early PM players. That's around 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. 27% say they are overnight players, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. 9% say they are afternoon players, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. 6% say they are morning, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. 5% say they are midday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And 1% say early a.m., the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Wow. Well, that happens sometimes if that's your schedule.
Yeah, I don't know when you work.
So what is next week's poll?
Next week's poll is actually suggested by Katani, and it's, what type of custom chat channel do you use most frequently?
Okay. All right, with that, we'll head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Head roll. Hell, of Arkenstone, sorry, had Hreleb of Arkenstone. Sounds like I was speaking backwards right there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello, Golden Star and Merrick. See, that's what happens when you put me in parentheses. I was checking.
He slaughters your name.
That's right. I was checking the round tables to see if he had done any new champion, guardian, or hunter ones, and was somewhat surprised to see that most of them were from 2010. It seems to me that 2 years since then, many things have changed, and old round tables seem to be a bit lacking on this new criteria. New, Meyer comprehensive, and up-to-date round tables would be very useful. Also, your Android app pauses the podcast every time the screen times out, and tapping the screen every 5 minutes is starting to get old. Please fix this issue. No. Hoping with fingers crossed that I will make it into your next podcast. Had Hreleb of Arkenstone. So you're right. We do need to get back on the round tables. We kind of slid off. We'll get back onto it, and we'll do new ones soon.
Yeah, so this is the Hello Golden Star, incorrect. Merrick is in charge of all of Roundtable. I have enough on my plate with the blog, so you can direct all your
Roundtable angst towards Merrick.
Towards Merrick. This is his job to get it done, not mine.
That's right. As for the Android app, we used a third party to make that. I don't know if
I do. And the thing is that the issue that you're talking about is only certain Android apps, certain Android devices, because everybody's got different, you know, versions that they're running, and different providers put different junk on their stuff.
Right.
It doesn't happen for every Android app, Android phone. And so I don't know how to fix that.
I would suggest, and I don't have an Android phone, but if you're looking for a different solution that might work, you can try Google Listen or Dog Catcher. I think Dog Catcher is actually expensive, but Google Listen should be free, and you can subscribe to our RSS feed and play it that way. I know it doesn't contain all our other information and stuff like that, but those are two apps I know of that are kind of a podcatcher alternative. Or you could use Stitcher. Stitcher, we're also in Stitcher.
Yeah, we're on Stitcher as well.
So, all right. Go ahead.
Torbo writes, I have recently stumbled onto your site. I've been playing Lotro for over a year. Really got excited when it went free to play. So I'm a total freep, but spent some money on points a time or three. So technically I'm a premium player. I really love the site, but I wish I knew how to interact more directly with the site's authors and or friends. Anyhow, some comments in a recent podcast made me wonder about expansions. About Rise of... Oh, let me do your first question because it's a long email. How to interact with us. You can email us like you've done. Already. That's the perfect way to interact with us. We're on Twitter, @StrollToMordor. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/CasualStrollToMordor. We're on Google+. I have no idea what that address is, so you're going to have to... There's a link on our site. Other than that, a lot of our writers have an email address that they provided. There's an about page, so if you're trying to reach a writer directly, or you can just email us and we will forward it to one of the writers if you're looking to contact one of them. But I think that what you've done is perfectly fine, and any of those methods to interact with us is perfectly acceptable. We use them all, so whatever, you know, suits your fancy.
Yep.
So anyway, back to the question number two. I bought Rise of Isengard for myself and my wife, but we missed the Moria expansion that gave out the two new classes. Ugh. Is it necessary to purchase all the expansions along the way, or do later expansions usually include some previous content as well? We've been able to travel in Moria and gotten the Path of the Fellowship. I guess I'm just worried that it will become expensive pastime for me and my wife if we have to keep up with the expansions too much. However, I was more than willing to invest in Isengard since the time since it is with my... more than willing to invest in Isengard at the time, since it's one way my wife and I have found to do something together. We love to run our mains together and frequently reprimand each other if we catch together running one of our mains without the other. Of course, a little crafting or festival running is allowed, but you know what I mean. Currently, our mains are only 56, kind of stuck there, but we both have some alts in the 30s and 40s that we also like to play. Also for funsies, we created Hobbit Kinship on another server with our two teenage daughters. They don't play as much as we do, but it's fun to get us all in and do some fellowship questing. Anyhow, I'm rambling. Sorry. Let me know if there's an IRC channel or forum somewhere that I am missing that I would love to keep in touch when I have free time. So blog comments are also another big way you can talk to us. I forgot about that one.
Right.
Anyway, about your question about expansions. To date, I have not seen an expansion release that includes previous expansions included in it.
No, the only one that's in a pack that's in a combo pack, kind of, is the Path of the Fellowship, which you bought, which includes the quest packs for Moria and Lothlorien.
Mm-hmm.
It does not include all the Moria expansion detail, little intricacies.
It does. It's a Moria expansion.
It is the Moria expansion?
It's the Moria quest packs and dungeons. So you basically...
But you don't get, like, the classes.
Well, you don't get the classes unless you find a retail box.
Okay.
None of the, if you went and bought the Moria expansion in the Turbine store with Turbine points, you would not get the classes either. The classes are limited to if you buy a retail box of Moria. So you buying the Path of the Fellowship means you own the Moria expansion. You don't have the Warden and the Roomkeeper, but you can buy them separately if it's something that you want. And then there are account-wide purchases, so you buy them once and the entire account has it. Now, like I said, there's no bundling that I've seen. There is no, like, when Rise of Isengard came out, there was no, like, buy Rise of Isengard and you also get Mirkwood and Moria included.
No. I've never seen them do anything like that.
Another... Path of the Fellowship is the expansion, girl. It's Moria content. Not the classes, yes. Okay. I know that. Oh, I'm done fighting with you, girl. It is the expansion. It's what the expansion is in the store. It's what it is. They call it expansion in the store. So they don't offer any kind of bundling and such, but the important thing to know is this is only their third expansion. You know,
true.
It's possible that maybe they could do this in the future.
Really, and I understand, because it's hard to... The game has really been, you know, laid out in a way where it's accessible from the start. But there are kind of these roadblocks along the way where if you want to continue, you do have to put down some money. And unfortunately, the best thing to do is wait until they go on a 50% sale.
Yeah, so I did email Torbo back and I said that if you're only 56, you can wait on the expansions. There's no reason for you to buy them when they came out if you're not going to use that content. Now, if you wanted whatever for the pre-order perks, for example, that's something different. If you really wanted to buy it for the pre-order perks, that's a personal choice. But if you're not going to use the content, there's no reason for you to buy it when you're not going to use the content. Just wait. Isengard's on sale for 50% off right now. If you didn't buy it when it came out, you could buy it now for 50% off. That's a good deal.
Right.
So it will be less expensive if you are able to wait.
Exactly. Exactly.
You are 56. If it is possible for you to get to 75 before Rohan comes out, if you know.
Right, right.
So I'm not saying don't buy Rohan. That's going to be totally up to you. But if you're not through Isengard and such when Rohan comes out, don't feel pressured that you have to buy the expansion is what I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Buy it when it's right for your characters. Buy it when you're going to use it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Probably the best way. All right, Catherine writes, "Hi, every Monday I download the podcast and listen to it as I drive to work and home again, usually too. Wow. And I was so glad you decided to tape the show, even though Merrick, I hope he feels better by now. I'm getting there. Was sick. It really brightens my day. Baby Hobbit was adorable too." It was probably the most adorable podcast I've heard.
And I wanted to say thank you to everybody. Well, that's such nice comments and such about it. I was so nervous about the whole thing.
You did a really good job.
And the community support on that was fantastic. So I was really, really pleased for the feedback that we got. Thank you very much.
I have to share with you that I have one character who has gotten both steeds and the toast emote at the anniversary from the envelope quest. Friday night, I created a new character with my first warden. She's already level 29. Wow. Gotta love her survivability. Just so I could try and win her the Dust Steed, and I'll be darned if she hasn't gotten a single steed, even though I must have spent $5 buying her extra badges all weekend. She did get the Toast emote, but you certainly can't ride that. She also earned both Firework Laden and Anniversary Steed from going to the fireworks event every 30 minutes all night long. But she really wanted that Dust Steed, for her. It is whimsical riding through a dangerous area and seeing a firework launch itself from her from her new steed, which she's named Rocket. Thanks again for keeping me so entertained and filled in on the news and current store goodies. Hugs from afar, Kazrin. Well, thank you, Kazrin.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Employer achievements, Scott Reichs, Brandwin, Captain Firefoot Server, hit Kindred with Heroes of Limelight, and I always want to say Limelight, and acquired two of the Empowered Teal jewelry pieces. Wow, congratulations. I have two more 75s who are allies, so more dailies in my future. Hit 72 with my Warden, and noticing that at level 72, the Solar Skirmishes are awarding at least 20k in EXP when you finish. Awesome way to level.
Bellarith writes, Lily Rose of Glen hit 72 this week and is busy making friends with the Dunlendlings. That's hard to say. Dunlendlings. Lots of apple picking and fetch and carry along with the way with the ward killing. Onward to level cap.
As wrote something, but I'm not going to read it. Just kidding.
Oh, that's rude.
As after a lengthy break and a new baby, I'm back in Lodro. And what better way of coming back than to down that... down, that's right, because I'm down with it.
Down.
The big, nasty Trigok. Still trying to get used to the warden changes, but things are going great. Good to be back. Good to have you back, Az.
Yay, Az! Ravenel writes, my lore master Ravenel on Gilrain defeated Saruman last Wednesday and won a clasp for the first time. Does that count? She is now absolutely terrified about what to do with it. Though she is not sure what caster necklace will actually be best for her.
Well, congratulations. That's very cool. All right. In closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their donations. Colin B.
And Michael L.
And how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast at casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and the Google Plus. All links are available on our website. If you go there, there's a little social button thing there. And you can leave us a review on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, and I will read it, and I'll be like, oh, they like us.
That's awesome.
Listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right, and with that, I will leave you with a story as to why I was taken out of the room. My wife had, I don't know if you'd left TuneIn Radio on your iPad or if it just started automatically once we switched the feed. But I get in there and Baby Hame goes, there's somebody talking, and I can hear it going, and it's doing the double speed thing, you know, when we switch streams and it does double speed if you don't refresh it. And she knew it was you. She knew it was you. She's like, who did I hear Mama on the podcast? Someone's talking.
That's weird. My iPad's shut. It should be closed.
Yeah, and it was playing, so I went in and paused it, and I told her what it was, and she was listening to the podcast. I thought about playing the podcast.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, we should try that. Idea.
So that's what it was going on. I just want to let you guys know, and you get a Baby Hobbit story too. So have a good week. We'll talk to you again later.
Happy Mother's Day, all you moms.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.